All right, Dean is off today, and Kevin Matthews is joining us. This segment is sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Kevin, Merry Christmas to you, pal.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Dave, and to everybody this morning in Chicago.
It's been a while since we talked. How was your Christmas? I would assume family came over. Tell me what the Christmas day at the Matthews house was all about.
We had a 50s theme this year. We always have themes.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah. So everybody dressed up like in the 50s, and it was, as usual, too much. You know, we made food of the 50s.
Oh.
And, you know, but then after a while, you know, and then we played dollar dice. So I've got a big family, and we played dollar dice. So, and it was kind of interesting. The grandkids, 8 and 12 and 10, we actually bought some of these fake cigarettes you used to smoke in the 50s.
Yeah, the candy cigarettes. I love those.
And it's really cool because you inhale it, and there's a chemical that just glows red and just infects you. But remember those things?
Oh, yeah.
And it even comes with instructions on how you can fall asleep with one of these fake cigarettes and burn the house down.
Oh, my God. You're not talking about the candy cigarettes. You're talking about something completely different. Okay.
Yeah, they were made of paper. And
oh.
But it's so funny because we took pictures of the kids, and they've all got cigarettes in their mouths. So I'm going to make one of those cards that you dread getting every year. Our family, we went to Aspen, and then, you know, Gordon, he's graduating, and da-da-da-da-da.
Gordon.
I like to put those out, you know, like, hey, my son was just released from prison, and, you know, just do a god-awful white trash card.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Where do you get those cigarettes, though, these days? I don't even know that they still sold those.
Yeah, well, they do. What about you? This is an epic year for you.
This is, yeah. In fact, yesterday I was saying when we opened the show this morning, Kev, that, you know, we had a few families over for dinner yesterday, and by the time the end of the night was over, because, I mean, we, you know, you're out Christmas. Like, we did our Polish Christmas on Saturday. We did my fiance's family on Monday. We did a Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day I hosted again. And by the end of the night, we were like, okay, well, we kind of cleaned up. We washed the dishes or stuff in the sink, you know, and we put a hot tub in. And then it was literally all three of my kids, my son's girlfriend, my fiance, her son, it was all of us. And then, you know, I got kids that are of age to drink. And so now here are the bourbons flowing and the White Claws going. And I'm like, guys, I have to get up at 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Oops,
there's no way it's going to happen. And I'm like, and I also haven't written anything or done any research about it. I have 2 hours at least worth of work I've got to do. And everything was like, all right, Dad, 10-minute warning. 10-minute warning, Dad. It was like 8:30, and then all of a sudden I'm looking, it's 11 o'clock. I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, no. So, yeah, momentous year, but really nice because, you know this too, like for friends that you've known, like to blend two families together can be, you know, it could be a little bit of a challenge and get everyone together and buy into your new life and everything else. And it was just actually really wonderful and brought those families together. But I've lost my voice and I'm a little rough this morning. So,
hey, I just want to say thank you. You and I have been friends for such a long time.
Yeah.
And you're engaged, and it couldn't have happened to a better couple. And I'm
very
serious.
Nice of you, Kev. Thank you.
You just have a wonderful new year. It's well deserved.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a long road. I appreciate that very much. Everybody got to hit traffic and weather. So, Kevin, we're talking to Kevin Matthews. Stick around because we're going to bring Jim Shorts in too, because the big game is tonight, Bears and the Seahawks. And we'll see what Jimmy has to say. You know, he does his betting on YouTube, and every week he gives his picks. Dave Plyer for Bob Surratt this morning. Kevin Matthews, radio legend Kevin Matthews, joining us on the line. His latest book is Mary's Roadie. Before that, Broken Mary. Kev, is Jimmy with you this morning by chance?
Oh, yeah. He's here at the desk.
Oh, that.
Yeah, hey, Dave.
Jimmy, how are you, pal? It's been a while since we've talked.
I heard you got all juiced up and you're in a hot tub and now the show's a train wreck. I'm sure Bob Sherrod appreciates it.
Well, no, I'm actually...
You can't keep up with kids.
No, I can't. I can't. I learned that last night.
Were you doing gummies? Did you do gummies? Did John Williams get you some gummies from Evanston?
There was no...
pothead?
Yeah, he's not in Evanston, and no, there was no gummies involved. But no, it was a great night. I'm just... lost my voice a little bit, but no, I'm in good shape. Jimmy, I want to ask you about this because I know New Year's is coming up, and usually... I know you have a casino. If anybody doesn't know this, Jim Shorts has a casino. And New Year's is coming up. You got to have like a lot of entertainment, big buffet. Like, what do you got going on?
Well, we've got a Carrot Top, an impersonator coming again this year. And then it's a buffet, and it's just all you can eat, all you can drink, Dr. Pepper. And you can go online now at Bet Jim Shorts over on my YouTube page and get tickets. And they're really nice. We've updated our double wides. And if anybody wants to get married, Dave, we've got the double-wide honeymoon suite with a hot tub that we have to sterilize after every, after every couple goes in there because you don't know what.
No.
It's disgusting.
Well, it sounds nice. I mean, maybe Eric and I can come up there. Maybe that's where we'll get married. It'll be nice.
No. Let me know, because it's a busy time, okay?
Oh, of course.
And I can't just get you in, because I know you.
Okay, all right, I got you. I understand. All right, so we haven't talked that much in the Bears season here, but, I mean, where are we at as far as you're concerned, and what's going to be happening tonight? Where's your betting going to?
I know all you got to do, everybody, is just after a game, listen to Dan Hampton and my friend OB. I think it sums it up right there.
Well, that's
why... Chicago Bears...
That's why I wanted to get you on today. I'm talking to Dan Hampton tomorrow, and I want to get the pregame with you here.
Well, tell Dan I said hi. I love him, not in a sexual way.
Okay.
But anyways, the C on the helmet, that stands for Chicago? No, it doesn't. It stands for catastrophe.
Yeah.
Okay? Sell the team. You got two options right now. You want me to just tell you? You want me to you ask me during this interview?
No, you tell me. Just tell me.
Okay, this is, look, the Chicago Bears are up in Seattle. Right now, Seattle's -4. Pete Carroll, that old fossil that retired, there's talk where the McCaskies might bring him in. Why? He's 73. He's going to be dead soon. You don't need to bring a guy in and just, when are you going to learn? You got to get an offensive coordinator and... All I can say is there's two people that come to mind. If the Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, if the Bears don't hire him, they're idiots. And remember, maybe they are idiots because John Harbaugh, he wanted the job,
but of
course they didn't call him back, and now he's in California with the Chargers, and they're in the playoffs. Are the Bears? No. So it's a train wreck.
They don't want to spend any money. That's the problem, man. They don't want to spend any money on good quality people. They want to get the people that are hungry but not have any experience. I mean, Mark Carmen is in the sports desk here.
Yeah, Jim, Mark Carmen, WGN Sports. I interned for
Mark.
You. Yeah, I interned for you back in the day. You might not remember back in the loop.
I sure do. I still got pictures. Yeah. Call me after this.
I appreciate that. I'd love to see those. Hey, why not? Should they call up Ditka and maybe? You know, Mike's a little old these days, but he might have a thought on who they should hire.
No, you know what? And somebody, I love Chico, and, what about Singletary and all? They got to stop this circus, seriously. The best bet is to bring in Johnson, Ben from the Lions. They won't do it. That's all I got to hear. And Belichick, they wanted Belichick. And Belichick, high five Belichick. He's like 83, and he's got a 27-year-old girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and now he's back in college. So he's going to go to keggers and toga dances and stuff like that. He's a monster. He's a maniac. I love him.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think the spread's going to be tonight? Like, I mean, how is this going to end up at the end of the night tonight, Jimmy?
The spread's going to be cheese whiz, okay? I don't know why they don't just bench Caleb Williams. They're going to wreck him. They're going to kill him. And I just, no, the Seahawks will win this game. And again, just set him down. Caleb, throw a touchdown and then bench him for the rest. put him in mothballs just so he doesn't get hurt.
Do you have a favorite backup quarterback in Bears history? Because they'd play Tyson Bagent if they did that. Do you want to go back to the Tomczak days?
Why not? Why not call Tomczak? You know, he, what is he? He's 90? Yeah, bring him out. That'll be good. Seriously. Again, the C stands for catastrophe. Let's change that.
Let's change that. Hey, do you show the game at the casino? Like, what do you usually do for these game nights?
Yeah, we pirate everything. That's what we pirate everything. Boxing, MMA, everything you want for free.
Okay. All right.
And the casino's on Beaver Island, Dave. Thanks for plugging it. I know you're a little hungover. But Beaver Island is an island in Lake Michigan, and it's on like an Indian reservation, so you can do anything.
Yeah.
You can come over, get sticks of dynamite during 4th of July. We've got it all. We've even got like meth you can buy, and it's perfect for the family.
Now let me ask you this too. I mean, you've been pretty good all season. Again, you like just like you were last season. I mean, you know what brings that all about? That now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you are calling the shots and you're being so accurate.
I have more. I got better than anybody. Dan Patrick, anybody. Go to Jim Shorts on YouTube, and I'll make you some money. It just comes natural, Dave. I mean, I'm a procrastinator.
Yes, you are.
And, you know, it just comes to naturally to me. I don't know what it is. I got hit in the head. I had to wear a helmet when I was little for about 5 years.
Yeah.
But I think that blow to the head really did something, because I can pick any game you want.
Yeah, you can. You know what else you are? You're an idiot, Jimmy.
What?